Ice spread a song so you can sing along with a special guest or two.
Or two.
You like to sing and dance, and this podcast by chance explores musicals for you. Theme Song, yeah!
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Life's But a Song, a podcast that likes to live in the land of musicals. I'm your host, John, and with me today is a special guest who is making her way to bestie status. It's Blanche Daly, everyone.
Hi, my name is Blanche. I suggested the movie for this episode.
Ah, you changed it up. Look at you.
Well, I did like the whole intro from The Aficionados last time. I kind of embarrassed myself.
Hey, it's fine. And we're here today to maybe cheat on Ashley Evans, my usual Riverdale correspondent, but you know what? This is a Riverdale adjacent. I'm going to give her a break on this one. If she wants to do a second chance, she's more than welcome to do it. We're here today to talk about the 2023 Indian film, The Archies. Okay, so I'm going to come with a huge disclaimer. I am a white American, so...
Also same.
Yeah. Blanche is also a white American. We're going to miss up maybe on some cultural references. We're going to mess up on some of the names. My apologies. I am trying my hardest, but you know me in names. I'm not good at it. So the Archies.
Well, we can do like Google Translate if we need to. But this is my first Bollywood movie, so.
Just wait. Screenplay is by Ayesha Devitre. Music is by Shankar Esan Loy, Ankur Tiwari, The Islanders, and Aditi Dot Segal. Dot is her nickname. Lyrics by Javed Akhtar, Zoya Akhtar, Shibani Akhtar, Ankur Tiwari, and Aditi Dot Segal. Directed by Zoya Akhtar, and according to IMDb, set in 1960s India, Archie and the gang navigate romance, friendship, and the future of Riverdale as developers threaten to destroy a beloved park. Now, you said that this is your first ever Indian film you've watched.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay, so Indian films love to have a little bit of everything, and that's apparent in this one. You've got comedy, you've got drama, you've got suspense, you've got music.
and romance.
So okay, you and I met doing the 300th episode of my podcast where we talked about the music of Riverdale, and we kind of touched upon our thoughts of the show on that. While watching this, I felt like this was season 7 of Riverdale, and that's not a compliment.
I feel like it was better than season 7 of Riverdale, honestly. I was disappointed by season 6 and 7.
Season 6, they had superpowers.
I don't care. I had some time to think about that.
I don't care. Season 6, they had superpowers. Season 7, it was just... Season 7, when I realized it was them telling us this is the great America Republicans want, I was like, I'm over you. I can't. I can't with you.
Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah, season 7 was terrible. But with this movie, I don't know. So I don't know. I have not seen a lot of Indian films. So I don't know if this was like the style of them in the 60s and maybe the 70s. But as over the top as it is, I still enjoyed it.
Oh, I loved it. I genuinely think, as far as movies go, and this is my opinion, I think this is the best Archie movie that they've ever done. But
whoa.
I chose this one just because I love. Yeah, I mean, they did Josie and the Pussycats, which only really focused on Josie, and then they did To Riverdale and Back Again in the 90s, which was kind of just like a TV movie that didn't really get a lot of attention.
And don't forget the Sabrina the Teenage Witch movie that Melissa Joan Hart was in.
Oh yes, which one? The one where she goes to Rome or the original?
So there, I'm thinking of the original before the series picked up.
Oh, right, where they had different actors as the aunts.
Yes. And everything was so different. And then they changed it up for the TV series. And then Chilling Adventures came out, which was part of the Riverdale, the Archie verse of Roberto Aguirre-Sacasa. But you know who wasn't involved in this movie? Roberto Aguirre-Sacasa. And I'm so happy because
Me
they.
too. I have beef with him.
But yeah, so this movie posits what if Riverdale was in India? And I think it works.
Yeah.
I like how they made it theirs. It wasn't like they were trying to copy the Archie comics. It was it threw
Yeah.
in some history and
Or Riverdale. It was so in Yeah.
yeah.
It was so like fun to watch because it was just a an entirely fresh take on Archie and like all those characters.
Yeah, and like I knew who they were before they said who they were, which is weird.
Exactly.
I mean,
Well,
it
that's
took.
what makes it fun because like when you're Sorry, I think there's a little bit of a lag. I keep
There is a little
interrupting
bit of a
you.
delay, yeah. But that's fine. I'll fix it in post.
Okay. What were you saying?
The one that I couldn't pick up on was Midge.
Oh, well, Midge isn't really, I mean, in Riverdale at least, Midge isn't really a huge character, so you're not really thinking of her.
Because there was our ensemble, which this is a true ensemble, unlike Riverdale.
Oh, yeah.
And like they say moose a lot, they say but then in like the Jughead, Ethel, Moose, there's that other girl that hangs out with them. I was like, I don't know who this is. I can't pick up.
Oh.
I had a look.
Are you a fan of the comics though?
I have not read the comics, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
So I am only coming from this from a Riverdale perspective.
That is so funny. I'm a lover of all things Archie, so I feel like I knew more of the characters coming into it, so I could like guess at least
That's good to
who
know.
people were.
That's good to know. So did they? Because, like,
Yeah.
I know in Riverdale, they obviously changed them. Did this movie stick true to the original comics?
I haven't read all of the original comics. I'm a big horror Archie enjoyer. And I've read some of like newer Mark Waid ones. But as far as I know, it's very true to like it gives me like a comicsy vibe, if that makes sense. Like it's very like innocent. All the characters are very sweet. Like they're very true to their comic selves, like versus their Riverdale selves, if that makes sense.
100%.
Okay.
Where do you want to start? What do you want to start with? Because since you picked it.
I guess we can go into the music if you want.
All right, let's talk about the music. So
Wherever.
I have a fun fact for you.
Ooh, okay.
Did you, well, first of all, did you do any like research or anything on this?
I did not. I feel a little unprepared coming in here because I didn't get a chance to rewatch the movie. I'm
Perfect.
just like, I got my brain, and that's it. My Archie brain.
Perfect. So one of the staples of Indian films is that for the most part, the actors are not the singers. They are lip syncing to somebody else.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So when you look at the credits for the songs, it is not the actors. For the most part, it is not the actor singing.
Oh. Isn't Dot, who plays Betty, I believe, isn't she like an actual singer?
So you are correct with Dot is an actual singer. Dot plays Ethel.
Oh,
And
I watched it in December. And I was very sick. It was like the highlight of my month.
so Dot plays Ethel Muggs, but she sings for Betty.
Oh, that's why I was confused because I do listen to like Betty's diary entries sometimes, and that's like the artist on the songs.
Yeah, and she's also one of the songwriters too.
Oh, that's so cool.
I said her name with the music and lyrics. Yeah, so Dot not only wrote the music, but she stars in this as Ethel Muggs. And you know what? Good for her.
Yeah, that's awesome. I wonder.
I was looking up the rest of the cast, and all but Jughead, out of the kids, I should say, all but Jughead, this was their first feature film.
Oh wow. Well, they did
Yeah.
awesome, I gotta say. They were like amazing.
I'm sorry, I'm looking at the Wikipedia page where they have Archibald
Oh.
Archie Andrews and Elizabeth Betty Cooper. I'm like, just go by the nickname.
Elizabeth,
Yeah,
did you?
they don't have Forsythe for Jughead.
Are you serious? Well, one of my flats was that Jughead's parents weren't featured enough in this film.
Okay, so this is the thing. I don't know if this is true to the comics or anything, but much like Riverdale, a lot of this movie is a lot of the sins of the parents are paid for by the kids.
Yeah, it gave me a very strong like seasons one and two of Riverdale vibe. Because Hiram is like the big bad.
Yeah, but there's something about this Hiram that I feel is more terrifying than Mark Consuelos.
It's because he's taller.
It's because yeah.
No offense, Mark. We love you.
You're great on the show, but this guy out Hiram'd you. I'm not gonna lie.
He's more like comic-y Hiram, like that kind of evil, and not like mob boss.
This one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, 'cause then at the end when they win, he doesn't cause that much of a fuss either.
Yeah.
You know, Marcus, Riverdale Hiram would have like shotten their kneecaps out or something.
Or sent Archie to prison.
Or sent Archie to prison again. So then he could fight a bear. That will never not
Twice.
be funny. So the music, the idea behind this is that the Archies, the band, is led by Archie, but surprisingly not the rest of the cast. The rest of the musicians are other people that are nameless,
Oh,
I
wait, can you
think.
say that again? I'm sorry.
So in this movie, the Archies, Archie headlines a band, right? He's the front singer of the band, the Archies, but
Yeah.
the rest of the band are filled with nameless characters. It's not like Betty and Veronica and Jughead and Dilton and Ethel are musicians as well. It is just
Oh,
Archie
yeah, that
and
is weird.
yeah, right?
Because
Because like in the
in
comics,
Riverdale.
and then Riverdale and in every other iteration of this, it's the friends are part of the Archies.
Well, yeah, because like Betty plays piano and Jughead plays the drums. Like they're all like doing something.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened. But this music, what?
Oh.
I really like this music, I gotta say.
Oh, I do too. It's awesome.
It was fun. It was so the movie and the lyrics are a combination of Hindi and English, because as we learned in the beginning of the movie, Riverdale in India is Anglo-Indian, because it's part British, part Indian, whole big culture clash. So ergo why we
Right.
have America 1960s fashions in this instead of traditional. Well, it's a mixed, there is a mix, I feel like, of like somewhat
Yeah.
traditional Indian clothes. I believe I saw a couple saris.
I think they did a good job of like having them both there, in my opinion, at least. What do you think?
I was expecting, like, when we meet Hermione, I was expecting her to be the only one to speak English the whole time. Like, I
Yeah, that would have.
kind of wanted some adults, or at least Hermione, to like only speak English but understand Hindi, and then have somebody only speak Hindi but understand English, you know, because
Yeah.
because there's a lot of that that's happening in this movie as well. There's a lot of traditional versus progressive, you know, like find your roots, but also like change it in a way to bring out a different future.
Yeah, absolutely.
So like Archie and Reggie wanting to go into the arts, but their dad's wanting them to stay and follow their paths, but they end up finding this weird middle ground of like, okay,
Right.
I will make my music and tell my jokes to get the petition. Like that.
It worked out.
Although I have to say, part of my cynical 2024 brain was just like, y'all, I get it. I get the historical, the cultural, everything that's going on. And I understand, you know, you don't want to lose all the mom and pop stores, but like sometimes business is about money.
Like, yeah, but like that's kind of the heart of Riverdale is that it hasn't been taken over by like this big
The corporations.
yeah, exactly. Like I think that's what they were trying to save about it.
I mean, I know they should save the park
Right.
because nobody wants to put a hotel in the park. And are you
Tyrant.
sure you're going to have a lot of what tourists, a lot of travelers, a lot
Yeah.
of I'm like, how do you know that this is going to work? Whatever. But music.
It's a little plot holy that they want to put this giant hotel in this tiny little town.
Are you saying that there are plot holes in this movie in a
No.
Archie Riverdale kind of based movie? There's some plot holes. What,
But I mean
Blanche?
that's Tyrone's whole thing in Riverdale too, though. Like Veronica even says, like, you have no power outside of Riverdale, and he's just like, okay, and like I don't care.
Do you feel like this movie hated Veronica much like Riverdale hated Veronica, by the way?
Not as much as Riverdale hated Veronica.
Yeah, because there are moments in this movie that I was just like, you just needed something for her. I get it. But
Veronica's just so hard to write for, I think. Like
they
nobody
did it
really
in the
knows where to put
comics.
her.
They did it in
Yeah,
the comics.
they did. It's doable.
I mean, I was waiting for them to have and this is my Riverdale mind. I was waiting for them to have Betty and Veronica start kissing or something.
Oh, same, same. Well, I've always been a Veronica truther.
Yeah, I mean, well, there was that moment when they both realized that Archie's playing them, which fuck off, Archie.
Yeah. But
But
I was
also,
actually
I wrote down during what is va va voom. Is Archie trying to bring polyamory into 1960s India?
Hey, I mean they
Yeah,
did
they.
it in 1950s America in
Yeah, but
season
that
seven of
was.
Riverdale.
So that's the big difference between season seven and this one, where season seven, they were going for alternate reality. Where they're like, no, we can change things. We can make the future bigger and brighter and better, which is great and everything. But this one felt a little more like, no, we are actually being historically accurate. Like,
Oh yeah.
Dilton built a radio that is very illegal. Also, Dilton never says
Yeah,
he's gay.
let's talk about Dildan.
Let's talk about Dilton. Dilton straight up. Gay, 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 gay.
Yeah, and he has a crush on Reggie, and Reggie's so sweet about it.
That scene. So there's a scene where they, where the kids go off for a
On like a
weekend
road trip.
getaway for whatever reason. And Reggie, who is a total sweetheart in this whole film, I stan him and nobody can fight me on this.
Sorry, Charles Melton.
Sorry, I like this guy better.
Yeah, I'm not a Reggie enjoyer, but I really like what this movie did with him.
The Dang Reyna, I believe that's how you pronounce his name, who played Reggie Mantle in this. Love
He
him.
was great.
He and Reggie even was like, "Hey, Dalton, I know your secret." Because they were playing Truth or Dare, and they were like, "Dalton, for truth, tell us your biggest secret." And he stormed off and did it. But Reggie, actually having a brain in this, was like, "Hey, I know you like me, and I know you know I don't like you in the same way, but I will always have your back." And I was just like, "Reggie's an ally." I'm sure all of them would be.
It
Like they
gave
like
me
when
the same vibes as, I don't know if you've watched all of Stranger Things, but you know that scene in the bathroom where Robin comes out to Steve and
Yes.
he's like he takes it so well, but it's like in the back of your head, it's like it's the 1980s, like would he realistically react like this? I was kind of thinking that when I watched that scene with Reggie and Dalton, like would he realistically react like that?
Probably
But
not.
I'm never gonna com no, I'm never gonna complain about a scene like that where somebody like reacts nicely.
But I feel like the rest of the gang knows because when Dilton says thank you in his, there's no other way to say this, and I apologize to you, Blanche, to my listeners, you've heard me say this word before. When he says it in a faggy way, but then they all respond similar, it's like him going, "Yes, queen," and everyone else going, "Yes, queen." Like, no, literally, that's what I mean. That's to me what it felt like. Did you feel similarly?
I did, yeah.
Yes, queen. Yes,
Yes.
Mamacita, work.
Love
But
it.
and every single person had a story. Yes, this movie's 2.5 hours long. No, it did not feel like that. That's the other thing
No.
about Indian films. They're long, but very entertaining. You need to watch RRR if you have not watched it yet.
Ooh, what
It's
is that?
3 hours long, and they're just friends. That's all I'm gonna say.
I see. Okay. That's good to know.
Then you can listen to the episode that I did with Shady, and you can understand everything I did.
Yeah.
Everything.
Okay, that's on my to-do list for the rest of the week.
So, kind of tangentially, where I don't understand how my brain works, to go back to the music though, like the dancing of this,
It's so good.
so fantastic. There's a bunch of other Indian movies I can recommend to you off air,
Ooh.
that are straight up dancing. This is though, there was a moment during Woolly Bully that I was like, this is the most Riverdale thing you've ever done. Because it's that weird, like, we're, how do I want to word this? So a lot of the choreography in this movie is them dancing and having fun and all that, but they're also performing for us, the audience,
Yeah.
where they're
I like how it kind of breaks the fourth wall like that.
where they're dancing in this, in like a circle or surrounded by other cast members, but really it's for us, not for the people in the universe.
Right.
But like this movie, you know, I'm toying with, like, I don't know if these are great actors doing a specific style of acting or if they just stumbled into it and are not that great. Kind of like how I felt a lot about Riverdale, I'm not gonna lie.
Interesting. I always
We're watching Riverdale. You're like, you get to play the game. Who gave up in this scene?
I think like the answer is usually one of the younger actors.
Oh no, it's always like, okay, does KJ care this moment?
Remember when Cole decided not to sing in the last song of Next to Normal?
Don't get me, nope, I'm not, I am not getting on my soapbox. You're gonna stay up there, soapbox. We are not taking you down. But in this movie, like, Everyone sang in the group numbers. There was only
Yeah.
one number, and that, which one was that? Was that Plum Pudding? Actually, that's the one that I wrote down. Is Archie going to introduce open relationship to 1960s India? But Plum Pudding is also sung by Betty's mom and some random guy that I don't remember who that was. It's
Wait,
the
Alice had a song in this?
Alice had a song in this. Yeah. That was Al, because the song ends and it's Hal who comes up to this random guy and is like, "How dare you sing with my wife? How dare you?" And it's like, dude, it's a party.
Oh, okay. I vaguely remember this. Okay. I was dog sitting for this crazy little bulldog back when I first watched this. So I was a little distracted. I was like high as hell on like cold medicine. So my brain was
So you
not a
were
1,000% present.
at the right moment to watch this movie.
I wasn't really, but then afterwards I did watch like a Riverdale marathon that I probably don't remember half of that either.
Well, and then there's that song Lonely July that's performed by another band that doesn't care, that we don't care, that doesn't matter, I should say, because like they're just there to show how boring music is if it's not Archie singing.
Well, I mean, they made their point.
Dip. So I actually liked how they used Sano, which is the first song in the movie. And Sano, I think, means listen up. If you're following along with the translations while they're singing.
I didn't, my version didn't have all the translations like at the bottom. Like they would sing in Hindi and they didn't have captions. So I don't like know what they're saying. I don't know what was up with my Netflix,
Well, don't get me started on the subtitles in this movie.
but
There are moments where nobody says a word, and then there's like a whole text.
yeah.
Like right before everything is politics, where Archie is like, "I don't care about politics. I just live in the moment." Right before they start singing the song, there is a subtitle that says that they claim Miss Grundy says, "Who's gonna teach Archie?" And you're like, nobody said a word. Miss Grundy did not speak. The not young and hot Miss Grundy that is from Riverdale.
Hey, I preferred the Miss Grundy in this movie.
She was. I mean, she's also the one who I feel like is trying to be like, no, change is good. We could go for some change, everyone.
I
But
love
like,
progressive Miss Grundy who doesn't,
in a progressive manner, not in a regressive manner.
right, not in a grooming way.
Yeah, no. Well, or because like that when they sing "Everything is Politics," I mean, yes, the kids are relating it to Archie to be like, who do you think pays for the football team? Who do you think picks the uniform that we're gonna wear? Like, it's all
Yeah.
politics. So, and the lead up to that is the progressive Miss Grundy being like, oh, this is when they announce that Pops is no longer going to do their school lunches, and everyone gets pissed off because Pops knows their special orders.
Well, you know what? I'd be pissed about that too.
I would. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm saying I agree with them that it's
Yeah.
because, like, a lot of their arguments about not wanting to change is because they are making it for the people. So, like, Hal's bookshop, he reads to the kids to
Right.
inspire. Pops pays attention to everyone's special needs.
Well, yeah, everybody in the like the small town who owns like small businesses is like doing it, like running their businesses out of like love for the town, and that's just not what Hiram is doing.
And there's 8,000 people, oh, almost 9,000 people in this town. So,
Yeah.
plus, wait, is that 8,000 adults? Because there's that whole thing
I
about
don't
them needing
know.
a certain number of signatures by adults. And the kids are like, but we're 17, we can sign. I don't know what the age of adulthood is in India. I'm not even going to pretend like I know. But they.
I always am confused by like town populations because, like, how are you keeping up with that?
Well,
There's no way you know that.
the city council should know that.
They don't. They don't.
I gotta say, like, this movie, it flew by for me.
Yeah.
I don't, so for you, first time watching an Indian film, though, like, what did you think of it? Like, how do you feel?
I really enjoyed it. I'm excited that this got to be like my introduction was Archie. That felt very on brand for me. But like I'm excited to now like dive into the world of more non-Archie related Indian films. I think that this was a good introduction. Like it was able to get me interested. Would you agree that this would be like, would you show this to somebody as their first Indian film?
Yeah, because
Okay.
it does bridge the gap. There is I think because Netflix, like, it is a Netflix movie. I don't know, like, I know that there's some other international film companies developed, but I'm trying to think. Yeah, so it's a Netflix original film. So I think because of
Yeah.
that, they're able to be like, okay, so we need this on our platform. We need it for a wider audience. Let's include English and
I guess
Hindi.
that makes sense.
Well, because there are a lot of other. There are a lot of Indian films there are a few Indian films I've seen that there is not as much English in it as there is in this movie. So I feel like
Oh,
this is a
okay.
good bridge. And I'm one person, I've said it like twice already on this episode. I'm one person who will complain about the length of things because I'm like, it doesn't need to be 3 hours long. RRR is 3 hours long, just a heads up. But it also moves.
That's good to know.
This is 2.5 hours long, and there really isn't a lull, I feel like.
Yeah, it's like it keeps you engaged the whole way through. Like you're not bored at any point.
Yeah, and there's within the movie, there's 14 songs, which is a
Yeah.
lot.
Yeah.
And then but like the interstitial music is so fucking weird to me in this.
Yeah.
I agree with you. This is a good introductory to be like, okay, now let's bring in other movies. You like this one? Well, cool. Here's one where they have hip hop dancing in it. Like, you will love it. Trust me. I think that this is also a good one globally because of Riverdale and because of Archie Comics.
Yeah. Well,
So,
that's what I was thinking earlier. I was gonna say, like, when you're a fan of comics, like, it gives you a chance to, like, actually, I have no idea where I was going with that. Cut that out. I'm so sorry.
when you're, it is such a known property. We'll say that.
Yeah. Like, you have the chance to rediscover, like, the universe every single time you go into, like, a new property. Like, you can go into Riverdale and it's like all new characters, and then like the Archie's on Netflix and it's all new characters. And then you can read a comic and it's like you're meeting them all for the first time.
Even though that they have similar things, like Archie has red hair, although in this movie it's not as prominent
Right.
as like in the comics or in Riverdale, but like there's that. Jughead has a
Jughead.
sweater
And the
and a
stupid hat.
hat. Well, in this one it's not the same kind of hat, but he has a hat on. And like, you know, the B and V relationship
Yeah. Well,
is strong.
Betty has her ponytail.
She only has it like a few times in this movie.
But it's like it was like enough where I could like point out Betty in the trailer
Yeah.
when the ads first started coming out for this.
Veronica's hair is always down, I feel like. Straight and
Yeah.
down.
But she's like dressed very nicely all the time.
Posh, yes.
Yeah.
So, like, those are the staples that are in a lot of these versions that I think will help audiences. But with this movie, I mean, it's its own story, to be
Yeah.
honest. They are just saying, this is an international brand. We're bringing it here, and we're going to showcase the world our style, our
Yeah.
music. Because I feel like I'm going to be bold and just say that I think the music pulls influence from Indian culture as well as pop culture of the 60s.
Yeah, I could definitely see that.
Because you can hear that in Sana, definitely.
Yeah. And the
Lonely,
politics song.
the politics song, Lonely July, sounds a little more 50s, but that's just my opinion of it.
You're probably right. I'm like, I'm just listening because I know nothing about this. This is very interesting.
What I also really enjoyed Dishom, which is the one that the women sing and they're on the roller skates.
Oh yeah, that was a great one.
Roller
And the choreo.
skateography. God bless Gene
I
Kelly
just
for
like
that.
every time I think about the choreo in this movie, I'm like, you come from like Riverdale and you're so impressed when you watch like real cinematic like choreography. Like I'm just thinking about like the Heathers choreo right now, where they're just swaying back and forth. It's so funny. I love it, but this is actually like a movie.
Well, so like in Woolly Bully in this as well, they're all dancing, but they do that thing. I'm kind of over it in movies, in musical movies. I'm gonna say it. They do that thing where when they form a line, like lines, and everyone's doing the same choreography and our leads are all in the front.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, okay, I get it. You want us to know who the leads are, but like now thinking back on the film, because I literally just finished watching this before we started recording, because
Oh, wow.
that's the only way I can do these recordings these days, because I'm like, I can't wait days. My brain will, it'll melt out of my brain.
That's so smart, though, because I watched it months ago and I'm having a hard time. So your version of it is much fresher.
With this movie specifically, I feel like it's about everyone in Riverdale. I don't think it's really
Yeah.
just our kid leads. And I'm
Yeah,
using
there's
kid as
not.
a loose term. They're in their 20s. Let's be
Well,
real here.
in the movie they're in their
They're
teens.
kids. Yes. I'm not saying that the actors are kids. The characters are kids. And
No, that's how I describe the kids of Riverdale.
so I feel like it would be probably it would be a little interesting to see going forward if the message is more like about the larger picture and not just the smaller picture of our leads. You should have them filtered throughout. You don't need them in the front of the line, in the front line. Have them throughout
Yeah.
because and in this movie they are so distinct because they have the same hairstyle. Like their faces are always the same, except for maybe Betty and Veronica switch it up. But like Midge always has that weird flip. Archie's curls are always the same. Like
Yeah.
Reggie, after he puts the pomade in and has more of that like greaser Elvisy look, like it is, yeah. Do you think this movie warrants a sequel? Would you like a sequel?
I would watch a sequel, absolutely. But I feel like, and maybe this is the American in me, I feel like maybe like a series instead of a sequel, like a
Oh.
series sequel instead. So you could have like, I don't know, like 8 to 10 episodes of, I don't know if this is the lost fan in me talking, but like one episode focused on each character. I was
and like their
literally
life in thinking that
Riverdale.
when you said that, because, well, so they say at the end that the class of 1964, which is their class, is the most prominent or the most like the most well-known class of Riverdale. But what if I'm
What if
gonna
we had a Midnight Club episode?
well, what it no, I was gonna say what if in the series it was one focused on one kid per episode, but it was like what happens after?
Yeah, that's yeah.
Like, did Archie actually go to England? Is Ethel
Who
gonna
knows?
is Ethel going to open up her own salon? Did Reggie take over the newspaper, or is he an actor? Like, is Jughead
Yeah.
finally gonna pay for a burger? Like, these are burning questions I have after watching this movie. So, here's a question. Where's Kevin? Where's Kevin?
I think Kevin is a very new Archie Comics character,
Oh, he is?
along
Okay.
with Tony. I think Tony was only created in like 2011, and Kevin has been around for a couple decades, I believe, but I'm not sure what the trademark copyright deal with them is. So I don't know, like, if they can be placed in other
I
movies.
didn't ask about Tony, though. I asked about Kevin.
Oh, it's Kevin.
I'm totally kidding. I had well, I had that moment where I was like, well, you have Dilton and Moose. Cheryl shows up.
That is true, and she's not fruity.
No. And
She's
I
like, she likes Archie.
well, does she? 'Cause she said at the dance, whatever, the Founders Day or whatever it was called, she was like, I only asked you out to make somebody else jealous. And he's like, okay, well, I only asked you out because I couldn't pick between two girls.
But who was she talking about? Did she ever say?
I forget his name. There, she said a name. It
Oh,
was
so it's a
a,
guy, though.
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So Shoni is no.
There, yeah, no.
The
There is no
Shoni
Choni.
ship does not exist here.
That would be interesting to see if our idea for a series were to come out, because then I get to learn about gay history in India.
Yeah, that would be so. That would be awesome.
Because, like, they talk a lot about how they were free from the English rule, which I still need to, that is the basis of RRR as well, but in a very different
I'm
way.
sure.
You need to watch it. But that would be interesting to see, like, how, you know, now that they're free from British rule, and then if they were to time jump, you know, like how they do on Riverdale as well,
Oh,
they
like a
can.
couple years.
Yeah, we can see what, especially for Dilton, like what the history would be like.
Yeah. I'd rather see, I don't like Kevin, but I would much rather see a plot like that about Dilton.
Well, and that's funny because in Riverdale, Dilton, the TV show Riverdale, Dilton was much of a minor character, and Kevin
Yeah.
was the gay one. So this movie was like, no, we're going to use Dilton. Because we could
I
get a
feel
few nicknames out of him.
I feel like Dilton's just more fun to me. I feel like Kevin was added to be the gay character. And I try not to hold that against him, but like Dilton is just so much more interesting to me.
Is there a character that you wish that they incorporated?
In this movie?
Yes.
Yeah, her name is Jughead's mom.
But it has to be Gina Gershon. No other questions.
Not necessarily. Well, I wouldn't complain about that either.
You would what?
I wouldn't complain about that, but not necessarily. I just enjoy her character.
This didn't focus on the serpents or anything like that. This is strictly Riverdale.
Yeah.
And I kind of appreciated that.
I think the serpents were created for Riverdale, the TV show.
Well, yeah, I appreciated that this is just, There is only one villain. There's not seven. And one of the villains is a mythical creature that turns out to be a man in a rubber mask. Who cares?
Turns out to be chick.
Turns out to be Chick or Betty's dad.
Oh, we'll get there. Go on.
But yeah, it was just so good. It put me in a good mood, this movie.
It's just like a feel good. It's a good feel good movie. Like if you're sad and you need something to watch, it's a good one to put on.
Yeah, I feel like this is an anytime movie as well. Like you got a few hours, go ahead, put it on, have fun, enjoy Baba Boom, enjoy,
Politics.
Well, oh, that's what I was saying earlier. So Sano, when they were introducing the characters, I think Sano means listen up, and they're talking about, what it's like to live in the 60s and be cool teenagers. But then later, Sano is the only song that is, I'm not counting the Dear Diaries because that is just Betty's
They're like a
internal
minute
monologue.
long. Yeah.
So Sano is the only one that is reprised, and in that one, it's them trying to save the town. And I was like, that is smart how you flipped it. You're in the beginning, it was this fun, boppy, we're 60s, we're teenagers, woo. And then later on, when they reprise it, it's like, no, this is now the serious 60s. This is us saving our town. So
It's
help
like,
us.
yay, we're teenagers in the 60s. And it's like, oh, we're
Oh, we're
teenagers in
teenagers in
the 60s.
the 60s. There is that moment when Pop says, "Welcome to adulthood," and I was just like, "Yes, Pop, Pop Tate, you get it. Yes, these kids need to learn. Life is complicated."
See, there's a moment in this movie where Pop yells at Jughead to pay for his burger, probably, and I'm like, Pop would never do that. Pop gets Jughead. He would never yell at him.
Well, in Jughead's introduction, when he's eating Ethel's burger, Pop is like, "You have to pay for that." And he said, "No." And Jughead was like, "I'll take it out of my tips." And Pop snapped back, "Your tips won't cover all of it." So I was like, "You get it. You understand." Pop is the, I feel like, in both iterations, I can't speak for the comics again. Pop is like the fatherly figure, the night, like the bartender that everyone goes to in movies to lay out their troubles.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know if it's just me, that moment rubbed me the wrong way, but like in Riverdale, like Jughead's whole thing was that like he was homeless and like Pops was like the one place he could go to, and like Pop would give him free food because he knew about like what was going on.
Well, this is
So
shiny, sparkly
this is not
1960s
Riverdale, though.
India.
I know. I'm like,
This is a
that's
different
my brain.
Riverdale.
I know.
You have to shut. I mean, I did try to shut my brain off as much as I could with River, knowing what I know of Riverdale. At one point, I did write dark. I did shout, "Dark Betty!" when she put Jughead in the handcuffs.
It's really hard for me to turn my Riverdale brain off.
It's true. It is true. But like this movie, though, didn't really play off of anything in the show besides their archetypes, I feel like.
They did a really good job of reinventing them, which I liked. I
And
think there was a nod to Riverdale, which I will discuss in the Sharps, but
oh, well, we're about there, unless is there anything else you want to talk about before we get into Sharp and Flat?
I think I'm all set.
Great. Let's do it.
Cool.
Sharp Flat.
So in this section, we're going to highlight some moments, whether or not we talked about it. If we liked it, it's sharp. And if we didn't like it or thought it could change, it's flat. I have only really two flats for this.
Okay, what are your
So
flats?
my flats are, again, like we said earlier, I'm flatting the subtitles being off or wrong or
Oh,
both.
yeah. That
Because, like,
really turned me off.
I don't know if you've noticed this, but there are some words that they say in English because there is, I guess there is no translation for it. But when they would say an English word, it would be not in the subtitles. It was weird. It's
Yeah.
weird. I don't know if that's just how the subtitles work or what have you, but again, there are moments where nobody says a goddamn word, but then you're crediting them for a line that doesn't exist. So I'm like, that, no, we're not doing that game.
Yeah.
You can play with syntax, you can play with like using a synonym instead of the actual word that they said. That's fine. But making up lines.
What if have you listened to the entire soundtrack yet?
I have not. I noticed that there are two
What if
songs that are
it's
not in the movie, so.
Oh yeah. But sometimes like in movies like they'll have lines that are just on the soundtrack but not in the movie. I don't know if it's what's going on here, but just a thought.
No, it's not just in the musical parts though. In
Oh,
regular
really?
book scenes, there are moments where I'm just like, he didn't talk. Why are you giving him a line in the subtitles?
Oh.
It's
Yeah, like
weird.
I said, it's been a while, but I remember them being really like all over the place. Like you couldn't figure out what was going on in some scenes.
Yeah. And then I also flatted how some of the women's costumes are not flattering to them. And
Yeah.
that is also part of the time period, but like you're reinventing it. So do what you want. You know, like there is that scene, oh God, when Archie and Veronica go to dinner, her dress is so ugly. Like it doesn't flatter her at all. And that is on the costume designer. Like
Yeah.
Suhana Khan, who plays Veronica, gorgeous, gorgeous woman. But there was that weird, it's that weird pleats and like saddle bags on the hips part of the dress. And I'm like, this is gross. Like her Woolly Bully dress, beautiful, loved it. Had no shape to it. I don't care. She had fun. It's 60s. But like the other stuff, some other things, I was just like, guys, people, do better.
I need to look at the costumes again too.
Well, we will have to reevaluate your next few episodes. I'm kidding. I'm so
Oh
kidding.
no.
What about you? Do you have any flats?
I did have a couple of flats, but I feel like I need to turn the Riverdale brain off again.
Oh, no. It's fine. I mean, if you could justify them, we could talk about them.
Gladys was only mentioned one time, and Hal was too important.
Hal is too important.
Yeah, I don't like Hal.
I like this Hal better than the Riverdale Hal. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, absolutely.
Less serial killer.
Less serial killer-y, less abusive husband, less everything
Yeah.
I hated about him in Riverdale.
Any other flats?
That
Okay,
was it.
so sharps. I
So,
sharped the choreography, all of it,
yes.
everything, even the insane things that we criticized. It was still beautiful. And there's something about Indian films and their choreography that I just can't explain it. You need to watch and you'll understand what I say about when I say that, because it was fantastic. And
It
yeah,
is. And
and
such a step up
everyone
from Riverdale.
and like everyone committed, which is great, because there was a
Yeah.
I feel like there was a moment during Dishoom Dishoom, the roller skate, I feel like for like a split second the I saw on Khushi Kapoor, who played Betty, her being like, uh-oh, like I didn't practice,
Yeah.
but then she just turned it on and was like, I'm ready. I'm faking it.
Yeah, that's what acting is. It's great. It's like they can bring it.
I want to know how long it took them to choreograph or to rehearse that one number. If anyone knows,
Oh,
let me
with the
know.
roller skates.
Yeah, there must have been what, 20 plus people on roller skates?
That's
Come on.
terrifying. That sounds like a horror movie to me.
I also want to sharp the shot of Betty and Archie after their date. It's
Oh.
when they go into their doors, into their houses, which they are literally next door to each other. Like in Riverdale, there was a whole like yard a part of them
Yeah.
or greenery. No, in this one, they are literally their front doors are side by side of each other, and they
It's
are.
very cute.
It was very it was also like the perfection of the shot where it was centered and they are doing the same
Yeah.
thing. Beautiful. I also sharped Reggie,
Of course.
specifically for being an ally, but as but for being Reggie. I also
Wait, did
sharped.
you watch? Did you watch all of season 7 of
I
Riverdale?
watched every single episode of that show, baby.
Oh, okay. So you know that Reggie isn't only an ally, but might also be like one of us.
Oh, when he, Archie, and what's her tits had a threesome? Yes. And then they professed their love to each other the next day?
The morning
Hell
while
yes.
watching the sunrise.
Girl, I lost my shit when that happened. I also want to sharp the Lodge Christmas tree, the Lodge family Christmas tree. It was gorgeous. No one will be able to do that on their own without like a team of, you know, w with all the tools and super glue and twist ties and everything at their disposal. And my last sharp is for how this is a true ensemble piece. Like everyone had their own weight, like Dilton being gay, Ethel with
With her
like.
dresses, the dress shop.
No, Eth Ethel with her hair, the salons where she went to
Oh,
the.
I'm thinking Riverdale again.
How dare you?
My God.
She went to the other salon because it was going to pay more, but then she went back to the first salon that she worked for because like that was more of like a family based of
Right.
operations, which. Maybe they are gonna the new salon's gonna lose all their customers because they want Ethel. So who knows?
I hope so.
But yeah, it wasn't just the Archie and everyone else show or the four friends show. It
Yeah.
was everyone had some sort of importance.
Yeah.
What about you? What were your sharps?
So there is a scene where Jughead starts beatboxing,
Oh my God, yes.
everybody laughs and calls him a weirdo, which I thought was a nod to Riverdale.
When he starts beatboxing, you're like, in the 60s? Okay. All
Jughead?
right. I mean, I'm pretty sure the beatboxing as a thing. I mean, it's always been something in history because it's making sound
Yeah.
with your mouth. But I think the term beatboxing was probably like a 80s term.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
But like the fact that he starts doing that, you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. So Archie's in introducing open relationships and Jughead is introducing beatboxing, but called something different. And Dilton made a radio illegally.
Yeah. There's also a montage of everybody trying to save the park, and Alice helps Betty and Veronica with the bake sale, and I thought that was cute.
That's during the Sunil reprise, which
Yes.
I loved that. That was a good montage.
Yeah, it was. FP is bald, like in the comics, which I love it. Bald FP means so much to me. Very classic Moose. I'm not sure if this was supposed to be Jelly Bean, but there's this one scene of him like arm wrestling this kid and like he lets her win. It's very sweet.
You know what? I want to give a sharp to Moose as well. He
Yeah.
is such a lovable idiot.
Yeah.
And like I'm assuming that's more comic books that he was an idiot
Absolutely. Yeah.
because he
He was
was
just
Kevin's first partner in the
in
show.
Riverdale, yeah. In
Yeah.
Riverdale, he was a little bit smarter, but in the comics, like his whole thing was that like he was Midge's boyfriend. Yeah.
Now it makes sense. Now it makes sense that that's my age. Like,
Right?
I should have picked up on that. So Moose is played by Rudra Mahavkar, and he was fantastic. He's so, I love a lovable oaf. Like, he's clearly bigger than them, but he's so dumb, but so sweet. And he gets a hero moment as well at the end.
Yeah. I'm wondering if you're a Moose fan, whether or not I should recommend Frank and Moose to you.
Is that a comic?
Yeah. It's like a crossover with the Jughead Werewolf comic, so it's very entertaining for me.
Do you have any other sharps?
That was it.
Would you add any of the songs to your life's playlist?
Yes, I like the September diary entry from Betty, and everything is politics, I would add.
I mean, I feel like I would listen to all of them. So I'm gonna
Yeah.
add all of them.
You said that about Anna and the Apocalypse too.
I know, but Anne and the Apocalypse, I actually have the album. This one, I don't have the album just yet. The only one I don't think I would listen to is Lonely July, just because
Oh
it's
yeah.
such a
It's kind of an
bummer.
outlier.
Yeah, and it's the one that they don't put importance on in the story, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But
So you're good.
I mean, all the songs are fun, although I do like the visuals that go along with it
Yeah.
that really help
Absolutely.
sell. And I will add their version of Woolly Bully because it's not part of my list. It's not on the soundtrack, but I think it's not the original Woolly Bully. I think it's
Ooh.
a cover. And that was a fun moment too, to be like, oh, look, they're
Yeah.
dancing. But Blanche, we did it.
Yes,
We
we
did
did
the
it.
Archies.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming back on. We're done with the episode. Woo!
Yay!
Sorry to like take over.
No, oh my God, thank you so much for having smart things to say. I was like kind of freaking out because this week was just insane for me and I didn't have time to rewatch
Oh, don't worry about it.
it.
You had your thoughts. You said your thoughts. You said your piece. We did nerd out a lot about the Riverdale universe
Connections, yes.
connections. What do you have to plug or promote? Speaking of Riverdale.
Well, if you want to hear me and my friend Robin talk about the CW's Riverdale, we are starting our rewatch podcast this summer. And you can follow the Aficionados Riverdale feed wherever you get your podcasts.
I would love to
And
be a guest if you're allowing, if you're gonna have guests, talk to
oh, of
Robin.
course, obviously, of course.
Get me on those musical episodes because I still have more to say.
I'm like thinking, but there's no season one musical. So you're gonna have to come talk about like Kids in America or something.
Fine, we'll figure it out.
But yeah, if you want to see what I'm watching just for fun, you can follow me at Serpent Lady on Letterboxd or Serialized.
So Blanche and I talked about if Blanche asked me if I thought this was a good introductory to Indian films. So I'm saying this now because I'm just realizing this. I've been calling it an Indian film because I'm not 100% sure where it was made, because in India they have different regions, and in different regions they have their
Oh.
own film studios, for lack of a better term. I didn't want to call this a Bollywood movie with, because I'm not sure if that would be disrespectful or not. So
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
if you have another Indian film that you think would be a good introduction to the world of Indian films, let me know. Or do you think this is a good one for Western audiences to get introduced to Indian films? You can email me at buttersongpod@gmail.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at buttersongpod. What did you think of this version of Riverdale? Do you know if there's going to be a sequel or some sort of series or something? You know, I please let us know. We will cover it. Make it a musical, let we will
Yay!
cover it.
Yes.
And if you want to be part of next episode's conversation, well, and let me enlarge this so I can see how to say it. So,
I saw the name of the next episode and I was like, what is that?
yeah,
What is
so
that?
this would be part two of our mini series based off the magic flute, and we will be talking about Trollflöten. I'm assuming that's how it's
Oh.
pronounced. It's a Swedish version from 1975.
That sounds so cool.
So, yes. I believe that's
Wow.
it's Ingmar Bergman's 1975 film, which, by the way, also Dilton having Hedy Lamarr. The fact that he had a Hedy Lamarr poster, but for the fact that she, Hedy Lamarr invented the Wi-Fi, basically.
Oh,
Yeah.
really?
Oh yeah, she was an actress, but also one of the few people who invented Wi-Fi.
I never
So,
knew that. That's so cool.
but according to Dilton, she did something for radio waves as well. So it was like
Oh, well, that makes sense.
and
Dilton's
I
a smart
love
guy.
that, and I love that he's like, I have her for science, not because she's hot.
Oh, that's so
No.
sweet.
Blanche, thank you so much for coming back
Yes.
on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Even though you were unprepared.
Oh,
No,
I'm
I'm kidding.
so
Don't
sorry.
worry, you will be coming back. We will have you back for future
I'm so
episodes.
excited for the next one. That's this one I've been counting down to.
We'll talk afterwards. And everyone,
Okay.
thank you for listening and bye for now.
Bye.
Special thanks to Aaron Choi for creating the pod's artwork and to Nick Bombacino for composing the theme song and the jingles. A huge thank you to CastBox for hosting this podcast. And thank you again for tuning in to today's episode of Life's But a Song. Bye for now, everyone, and have a musical day.